This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fanelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. And I'll say correctly to USAPreparedness.com. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And I guess, according to YouTube, we are advertiser unfriendly. We're not talking about who's got the best hamburgers in Springfield, Missouri. That's something that we're not interested in. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPreparedness.com. Hour number one, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and we're going to be talking about living on the edge. Out of view. Living on the edge, out of view. What's involved, what's at stake, what do you need to think about? As our privacy is eroding by the nanosecond, as surveillance is increasing by the nanosecond, some of us may want to maintain our privacy, or at least some level of privacy. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Live in Australia, Gwyneth Isaacs. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. You know, this is a topic that just isn't talked about on the air. And I don't know if it's forbidden, but it's just not talked about. And I remember being at the local farmers co-op within the last couple of weeks, and I happened to mention that Mrs. Finelli called to let me know what I needed to pick up there, because she was going to determine how many fence posts I needed to get, step-in fence posts for the cow. So I probably needed like 30, 40, 50, 60, and I didn't know the exact number. And so she was going to call from the home after she and our son determined how many I needed. And while I was on my travels, she was going to leave a message for me. And so the message was to give her a call back. So I went to, I got the message from the guy behind the counter. He said, your wife called. And I said, okay, I don't have a cell phone. You know, may I use your phone? And he said, sure. So I went to use the phone. And the gal who was at the counter near me said she didn't have one either. And I thought that was great. We started talking about cell phones. And I talked about the privacy issue. And now cell phones can be turned on remotely. And it can be listened in on. And video can be turned on and recorded and kept infinitum. At infinitum. And she said, well, you know, who cares about that? I thought I had an ally. Well, I was talking to someone who was ignorant of the facts. Someone who just didn't care whether his or her cell phone was on. And she said, you know, if they want to record, go ahead. It's okay. I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe the ignorance of the generally dumb public. I just couldn't believe it. So one of the reasons we have this problem is there are people like that that walk around and don't care about the surveillance state. They just don't care. They just don't understand how this can be used against them. They're just not willing to educate themselves. So, Gwyneth, that's just a little story to intro. Let's start talking about living on the edge, out of view.
Okay. Well, to start with, a lot of people, when they sort of find out about this whole exactly how bad things are, okay, they get the idea that they're going to especially if they've always lived in fairly big cities. They get this idea that they're going to move to the countryside and that they're going to, you know, sell their house or sell their apartment. They're going to buy a few acres of land and they're going to move onto the land. Maybe the land has a house on it already, or maybe they're just planning on camping. And they're going to, you know, that nobody's going to see them. Now, you and I know, Vincent, that nothing happens in a country town without the whole country town finding out about it.
That's correct. They know what clothes you're going to wear based on what you washed yesterday and hung out on the line.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's right. Yeah. You know, there is a lot of privacy in the country because, you know, everybody lives a reasonable distance apart. And by and large, people do respect each other's privacy, okay? You haven't just got somebody over the back fence. But they know generally what you're doing.
Of course, I was exaggerating about the clothesline and knowing what you're going to wear. But what I really want to say is there is a network of people who came to that area before you. There are generations that have been there before, and many of them are related to each other. And probably we would be the only ones not related to them. So, hey, there's a new guy in town. I'll tell you, everybody in our little village knew that there was a new guy moving to town. That was us. And they talked about us for years and still do talk about us. So you're absolutely right.
Well, something similar happened probably the day or so or a couple of days after we moved here. I said, oh, okay, we'll go into town today to the local small town cafe and we'll just sit and have a cup of coffee for a while. And so I was sitting there in the cafe and just listening to the local gossips. And locally our place is known as Stump's Place, okay, because it's named after the couple who first built up this place many, many years ago. And their surname was Stump, okay. So all the locals know this place as Stump's Place. And, I was sitting there watching the world go by with my two children and having some relaxation. And they said, oh, have you heard? Somebody's bought Stump's Place. I didn't know what they were talking about. I had no idea what Stump's Place was. I had no idea that it was the patch of dirt I just bought. And I said, yeah, what's she like? Oh, some crazy hippie lady. Now, I do have all my marbles. But I'm a tarot reader. And, I mean, if you look at your average psychic, they can look a bit, I don't know, unconventional.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes. Yeah, I'm here.
Hello, are you
there? Yeah, we're here.
We've got low volume levels.
Okay.
It's kind of dropping out a bit.
Kyle will turn it up.
I'm not sure how good it is on your end of the line.
Yeah.
Hello?
Well, we're good. Yep, we're good.
You're good? You can hear me?
Yep.
I can hear you.
5x5. Well, just assume that we can hear you and keep going.
Hello? I can hardly hear you.
Okay. Well, we can hear you just fine. I'm looking at the meters. Transmission levels are just great on our end. So just keep going, and we can hear you fine.
Okay. We might need to reconnect, Vincent, because I can hardly hear you.
All right. We'll reconnect after the or during the break, okay? So just continue.
Okay. No, that's fine. So if you're going to move to a small country town type area, and that includes any farm at all, any piece of land at all outside of any small country town, you can guarantee that they'll know that you're coming before you're coming, and they'll, you know, they'll just know. They'll know everything about your land as well, and the entire history of it, probably back to the time when it belonged to the Aborigines. Hello?
Yep, we're good. We're good. You're right. Okay. And what what happened here on our farm in Missouri. The locals knew we were coming. Why? Because the real estate agent somehow mentioned to one person who is related to probably almost everybody else that, yeah, the farm was sold. Some guy from Virginia is moving. His family's moving. Oh, what's he like? What are they like? What do they do? What are they going to do with the land? Because they're concerned. Why are they concerned? Well, they want to make sure that we're not going to change it from what is. They want to make sure some guy from Virginia, you know, some foreigner from 1,100 miles away is not going to build a development or put in a mess of mobile homes or whatever. They want to make sure that it kind of stays the way it is. So they're all watching. They're all listening, and they've got their little network together, and they feed each other bits of information that they learn independently, and they share it with each other so they can figure out what's going on with these new guys, these foreigners that are moving in. That's what they do. That they want to know. They do, and I understand that. I really do understand, because we had some Amish people move in about 2 or 3 miles down the road. And the question is, well, we didn't have Amish here before. What's that going to be like? What is their culture going to be like? What are they going to do? Are we going to have to wait while these buggies, you know, travel up and down the road being pulled by horses? How is this going to affect commerce? Do they pay taxes? I mean, people are asking all kinds of questions. And so I don't have any problem with it. I really don't. But some people want to know what's going on. And in our case, the word on the street, the word in the village is, well, you know, the mafia is, that they're in Virginia, everybody seems to know that. And the word is that I am a killer. I am a guy that, what I do is I go to the East Coast and kill somebody and then come back here, wait a couple weeks for it to cool down, and then I go back to work in Virginia again and kill somebody else and then come back here. Wait. I mean, literally, that is the word. That's the word on the street or about me. And, and up until, you know, like a month ago or so, I ran into a guy who was surveilling our property, and then he found out that I was this guy that he was warned about. And he said to me, oh, I was warned about you. You're the guy who shoots people. So even a guy from, and he's like 30 miles away. Even 30 miles away, people have heard of my reputation about killing people. It's amazing what people conjure up in their minds. Obviously, class, well, it's not true, but they think it is, and that's okay with me. We'll be right back. We're going to reconnect with Gwyneth. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road, and with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, we're talking about living on the edge and really living a private lifestyle. And Gwyneth Isaacs has brought up a really good point. If you think you're going to buy property in the country and move there and have no one know about it, it's not going to happen. There are plenty of people who are going to know about it. Even the police chief, if you've got one in your area, he's going to be in the loop. The local volunteer fire department, they're going to be in the loop. They're all going to be talking about the new guys moving in. Who are they? And they all are very, very curious. So you're absolutely right, Gwyneth Isaacs. And please continue.
Okay. Yeah, what you were saying about people who have lived there for a long, long time, okay, in our local little country town that's like probably about 18, 20 kilometres away, there's families living there who have been living there for over 100 years, okay, and, you know, some of them have branches of the family that have farms all over the district. So it forms a network of people who all know each other, have known each other forever, have never lived anywhere else, not for four or five generations. And it is absolutely a network. Now, some that doesn't necessarily mean they're bad people. Some of these people are absolutely lovely people. But there's some families that are just really, really rotten. And after a little while, living in a location, you find out who they are as well. And more than likely, they have been the district bad guys for 4 and 5 and 6 generations, and they're not going anywhere either. So, and you might well find out that they're your neighbours, although you think that you've got thousands of acres of uninhabited forest sitting behind you. You know, if you're on like 50 or 100 acres of land or whatever it is that you're on, it's not true. All land is looked after by somebody. Even if you think that it's BLM land or it's state park or whatever, it's still going to be looked after, even if it's by the local forest ranger. The local forest ranger is probably going to be Joe Bloggs, who's, you know, the cousin of, you know, Robbie Bloggs, who owns the service station, who sold you the petrol as you were coming up the road.
Mm-hmm.
How it is.
Yes, and let me add an exclamation point to what you just said. We first moved to this farm in Missouri from Virginia. We were here a couple of weeks, and I heard, you know, I heard of some good guys, and I heard of this one bad guy. And I heard that this one bad guy was involved in helping himself to whatever he wanted, thought he needed, from other people's property. So he would. He would go in and break into houses, take what he wanted, and escape. He would break into barns or just walk into barns, have a look around, and take what he wanted and leave. So this guy had this reputation for that. And I heard about this. And my son met his son. And I was traveling past his house one day with Mrs. Finelli, and I decided to stop in. And he was outside. And so I introduced myself, and I introduced myself as a guy who lived just 2 miles down the road. And so we had this discussion on his front lawn. And he said to me, "So what would you do if you found someone in your house?" I said, "Well, that's easy. I'd shoot him." This is very matter of fact. I did. Now, I know that all kinds of agencies are listening. I know that. So listen very carefully to what I say, agencies. I said I would shoot him. Now, in Missouri, we have the Castle Doctrine, and you can stand your ground. Okay? If you feel that your life is in danger, or you feel that you're going to be killed or seriously harmed, you can stand your ground. Now, what I explained to this guy is, I explained the rest of the story. Yeah, someone's in my house intending to do harm to me and my family, I'd shoot him. Okay? Do you know that that guy has not entered our property? He stays away, and he knows not the place to go.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's gonna be sliding.
One or two days.
Keep it.
You've got your. Take mine. You go. Be easy. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, as a point of clarification, standing your ground is viable in Missouri, and as long as you're in a location that you're authorized to be in, whether it be a home or a public place, you have the right to defend yourself with a firearm without retreating first, as long as you feel that the bona fide feeling that your life is being threatened with a deadly force. So, like, if someone wants to steal our tractor and has hopped into our barn and fired it up and is driving down the driveway, I can't go plinking at him, okay? Because my life would not be threatened by that. He'd just be stealing our property. But if that same person is in the tractor and I'm in front of him and he just accelerates and is charging at me and it looks like I'm going to get run over by my tractor that he just stole, and I really feel my life is threatened or I'm going to get run over or killed, I can start shooting. And if the person's in my home and I feel threatened with a bodily injury or death, I can shoot and defend myself. So it's not like I'm talking about plinking at a target. I'm talking about if my life is threatened. So that's, I made it very clear when I explained to this guy who was known to be a thief in the area that if he's in my home and my life is threatened, there'd probably be some shooting. And so that's what I mean. And I want to be very careful that I'm not talking about killing people, without a threat of death being on me or my family. So I just wanted to share that. Gwyneth, please continue.
Okay. Yeah. Here where we are in country Victoria, there is a similar rule. Okay. If you feel, well, for one thing, farmers are authorized to shoot trespassers on their property. No questions asked. And the reason for that is that livestock rustling is such a huge problem. Okay? And if you're on a farmer's paddock without his authorization, he's got every right to assume that you're going to deprive him of, several thousand dollars worth of livestock. So he is authorized to shoot at you, and assume, until proven otherwise, that you are a rustler. Now, this is something that is the rule in a lot of places. It's a common law rule, okay? various jurisdictions take more or less notice of it. In some locations, people take shortcuts through each other's properties all the time. In other locations, people feel very badly about that and will start plinking at you if they see you walking across their paddock. Okay? So in any case, in a new area, it's probably not a good idea to just randomly go wandering across the fields, because mm-hmm. that field is going to be owned by somebody. And even if you think you can't see anybody within range, that soul that owns that field may just be out working in the forest somewhere or on top of a hill fixing a fence. And they're going to be so small and so far away, especially if you're in an area where the farms are thousands and thousands and thousands of acres. And every farmer does know where their property begins and where their property ends. And a lot of them do take it very, very personally if people just go wandering onto their land.
And
you have to be aware of that.
We do. We absolutely do. As a matter of fact, one of our neighbors came over several years ago, and he said, hey, I just want to let you know we hunt. And I said, oh, great, fine. He owns a larger farm than we do. And he said, now, what do we do if we shoot a deer on our property, meaning their property, they shoot a deer on their property, and it's still alive and it hops the fence and it's still running a little bit and ends up on our property and dies? I said, well, why don't you go get it? He said, I just want to make sure you're not going to shoot us.
Yeah, that's really good of your neighbor just to check that, and you sort of, if you're not from an area, you sort of need to ascertain how the locals feel about that. Because like I said, there's a whole spectrum of answers there. But usually it's got, it tends towards, the respect of private property.
Mm-hmm. And I remember hearing a story. I'm not sure if it's true or not, but I remember hearing this story. I'm very careful how I'm going to say this, Glass, because I know people are listening. But there were some gunshots that were heard by It might have been me and my son. We might have heard these gunshots, about nine of them, and right on our farm. And we might have hopped on our four-wheeler and motorcycle, armed, to find out what was going on, because it sounded like it could have been shots on our farm. And there might have been three guys in camouflage hunting illegally, poaching on our farm. And they might have shot three turkeys. And there might have been these three guys ending up spread out on the road, on the dirt road, spread eagle, while they were being questioned as to why they were trespassing and killing animals. And I think one guy said, Mister, I really have to pee. And I think that guy that he was talking to said, well, go ahead, just don't move. And that, I heard this story, and I don't know if it's true, but it could be. It really could be. So, you know, I think it was
and
true.
Hunting on and I think, without their permission is always wrong.
Yeah, and I think the owner of that farm called the sheriff and said, listen, you may hear a story like this, and I just wanted you to hear the other side of it, so in case you happen to hear of it. But, yeah. You know,
hunting on other people's
happen.
Land is never okay.
Right.
Okay?
It's never okay. And it's the same farmer that I'm talking about might have been involved in a truck chase, when someone shot off the road and killed a 10-point buck on his farm. And I think that same farmer went to arrest him, even though a citizen's arrest is not viable in the state of Missouri. However, he was going to do it anyway. And a truck chase ensued. But the guy who shot from the road, if the story is correct, had a little bit faster truck than the farmer did at that time. So he got away. But there was a chase down the dirt roads like you might have seen in Bonnie and Clyde, you know, with the dust flying and, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. But I think there's a video of that that still might be available, you know, if that story is true.
Yeah, but this is it. And so if you are considering that and you really, really want to be anonymous, it might even be better if you just, you know, stayed in the city. You'd probably have more anonymity if you stayed in a suburban place in the city and just prepared to sit out the apocalypse in situ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. And it takes a lot of wherewithal, a lot of skills, and a lot of planning, a lot of knowledge, a lot of tools, and a lot of supplies to go to that remote location and survive it. There are a lot of things that you might not think that you need. Let's start with toilet paper. I mean, really, there are so many things that you need to think about, and the consumption rate is way higher than people might ordinarily think. So here's the thought. If you're thinking about leaving town, you got to do it way before. You got to get out in front of everybody else. You can't leave when everybody else is trying to leave. It's the worst time. So you need to do it soon if you're going to do it, and make some friends. And it'll take years. It might take a decade or more to figure out who's who in that new area that you're thinking about going. Literally a decade, right? Would you agree with that?
I would absolutely agree with that. We've been at our current location for 4 years. Okay. I would say I'm starting to really make some good friends now. There were people that I would start to call them really my friends now, having known them for the last 4 years, and to have watched them and to see who's good, who's reliable, who can be counted on, and who's all talk. Who's all hat, mm-hmm. no cattle, and who's the genuine article in the local area. And, you know, that it does take a long time. The other thing is, when we moved on to this place, it was run down. It had had nobody looking after it for 10 years, okay? And it had 13 broken windows at that time. It had no tank on the gravity tower. You know, it had just a bunch of problems. And I was looking at my garden just the other day, and I was thinking to myself, gee, you know, this place is really starting to look beautiful 4 years later. And that's a vegetable garden, you know. And to just realize that, hey, I'm beginning to run out of garden bed space in my vegetable garden after 4 years. And I'm going to have to move into the one that I built next door about 2 or 3 years ago. You know, because every time you put in a veggie patch, you've got to put in a 6-foot-high fence around it.
Right.
Because of the kangaroos and wallabies, literally.
Right.
Or otherwise, mm-hmm. they'll eat out your crop.
Yep.
And this is, you know, you could replace that kangaroos and wallabies with deer, pigs, goats, other wildlife at your location.
Birds.
Okay? And if you've got possums or opossums, where you are, you may have to completely enclose it and put a roof on it as well. All of this takes time and money and energy. And the other thing that you've got to take account of is, how are you going to pay for this place? Are you going to buy it on mortgage? If so, how are you going to work to pay it off, given the fact that to get absolutely anywhere is a major expedition?
You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. And it's interesting. We're half the world away from Gwyneth Isaacs, and we're finding the same things, right here. People are people, and gardens are gardens, and we're finding the same thing expanding our gardens. We'll be right back.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Gwyneth Isaacs has let us know that if you think that you're going to move to the middle of nowhere and not be known, not be talked about, and hardly anybody will know you're there, it's not the case. It's absolutely not the case. There are plenty of people who will know about you even before you get there. And they will have made up their mind about you before you get there. And when you do get there, and when they do meet you, that meeting will be used to confirm their initial thoughts about you before they've even met you. Would you agree with that, Gwyneth?
I absolutely would agree about that. Like I say, you've got to realize these people have been here for a long, long time. In the U.S., that could be 200-300 years, okay? And I reckon that the best pop culture reference to any situation like this was, imagine that you some random person, and you have bought some real estate, okay, and just out, you know, just somewhere, I don't know, outside in country Alabama, okay? Just, you know, pick a random state. And you say, oh, cool, you know, let's cut out the mortgage thing. You paid cash for it. You sold your house in the city, and you are going to move to Alabama, to the middle of nowhere. You bought maybe 100 acres of land, and it's all going to be good. And you don't know that living next door to you is this guy, and his name is called Jesse Duke. And he's got a whole clan with him. He's got his two little cousins, and those two little cousins were little boys a little while ago, and now they're big men, and their names is Bo and Luke Duke. I don't know if anyone here remembers that TV show, Dukes of Hazzard. They made a movie.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
They
sure.
got it pretty right in mm-hmm. my experience. And the really interesting thing is how these people interact and how all the little small town interactions of life are represented in that show. Okay? Mm-hmm. But you'll have the local bootlegger. Okay? You'll have the guy who's got a crop in up the back that maybe he thinks no one knows about and everyone in the district knows about it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You'll probably have your boss hog out there somewhere. Okay? You'll have, they had this guy called Skeeter, and he was the local guy for obtaining things. So if you needed new fence posts, for instance, but you didn't want to go to to the hardware store or to the rural supply store, well, Skeeter's just pulled out a fence line on his property, and he's got about 1,000 star posts lying around on his place, and he's selling them for $2.50 each when they cost $5 or $6 at the farm supply store. You get to know these people. You get to know the good, the bad, the indifferent, and the truly ugly. But there's only
the
one
snitches.
Way you can find that out, and that is by interacting in the community. You've got to move there, like I say, a long time before the apocalypse happens, because to find out that there's somebody like the Dukes probably are not going to be the problem. Skeeter is probably not going to be the problem. Who is probably going to be the problem is Boss Hogg and Roscoe Pico. They are probably going to be your biggest problem. And that's just the truth of it. And they got that so absolutely spot on. The corrupt municipality and the corrupt blue team are probably going to be your biggest problem. And if you have the good fortune to accidentally land in one of the few areas where the blue team actually operates as a deterrent to evil and not as an extortionate racket, well, good for you. I wish I'd landed there. But otherwise, they can really make your life hell.
Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us today.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.